Yoda. Look into his eyes. Now tell me how you feel inside. Alright. In my eyes, they tear up every time.
Welcome back to the Mando Files. I'm Jacob.
I'm Logan.
And we're all that's left.
Everybody quit the show. They're like, oh, wait, it's done. We don't want to talk about it anymore. So, never mind. Which I guess is fair. But, you know, holidays, people getting sick. You know, we're not exactly dependable. So,
yeah.
It is what it is. But Jacob and I are determined to finish this thing.
Yes.
So much so that we're not going to even skip the worst episode of the series. Or combine it with another episode. We're just straight up going to talk about it. What was that?
I had the cough and it didn't mute in time, I think. Like, I clicked mute and I was waiting and waiting and waiting and never did. So
stupid Skype.
Daggummit.
Technical difficulties.
I don't even know what the name of the episode was.
It's the best name for an episode. And it's the worst episode. The Gunslinger.
The Gunslinger, yeah.
It's such a good name. And it's such a bad episode. I mean,
so
there's good things.
Yeah, there's some good things. And there's a lot of bad things.
A lot of bad things. It is the Rise of Skywalker of Mandalorian episodes.
From a certain point of view.
Oh.
What did you think of the opening scene?
The firefight or the dogfight or whatever? It's okay. Here's the thing. When we have live action films that give us, like even in Rise of Skywalker, for all the crap I've been giving it, like it gives us some pretty spectacular space battle scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like, not a lot, not as much as Last Jedi, but we still get a little bit. Not space battle scenes, but it gives us I don't know.
You're still there? Anyway. Oh, cut out for a second.
What the heck? Stupid Skype. Stop being stupid, Skype. I don't know if it got what I was saying or not. Anyway, so the space battle. We have the movies. We also have the animated series, which, yes, they're animated. But even a show like Resistance has given us some really, really fun dogfight battle sequences.
Mm-hmm.
And they look fantastic. This looks like something that is the modern day version of the holiday special. Like it's okay, but it's not. I don't even think it's up to the tech that we have. And then the dialogue is cheesy AF.
Yeah,
that's my line. Like, what?
Yeah. Well,
Yeah,
when he said it, he was like, I even forget what he says. I was like, really? Like, why would you? Like, they couldn't think of something else there.
It's something about, I can bring you in warm or I can bring you in cold.
That's what it is.
That's my line. Okay. I don't know. It was a bad start to what wound up being are not great episode.
Yeah.
So, I didn't mind the caretaker or whatever. I'm sure she has a name. We do, honestly, like from that bad beginning to him landing, I'm like, oh, Tatooine, like this might be fun.
Yeah.
And then we see the pit droids.
Yeah.
Like, the rest of the episode does not live up to the excitement I had when I saw the pit droids.
I was going
to
say, like, that was
my God, pit droids.
Yeah, that was definitely my favorite part.
Oh, I was like, that is so cool. But, you know, then it's just, you know, oh, he's got to get a job to pay her to fix his ship. To felt like a video game.
Yeah, kind of.
You know, which... again, not to keep bringing this up, but that's a lot of my problem with Rise of Skywalker, is it feels like a video game. Go here and talk to this person. Do you want to follow them on their journey? Click yes or no. Like, okay, yeah, I guess. Like, go find this thing. Go find this secret key. Go find, like, oh my God. But, yeah, and that kid is not very good.
No. I did not like the acting much in this, the new characters. Besides, what's her face? I can never remember her dang name.
Ming-Na Wen?
Yes.
She's good, but, I mean, she's a fantastic actress.
Yeah.
So, Peli Motto is who Amy Sedaris plays. And... I mean, I get, like, you said when we briefly talked about it in the regular show that you didn't like her. And yeah. I get that, but, like, she's such a small part of things.
Yeah.
That, like, it just doesn't, I like the actress or the comedian or whatever you want to classify her as. So seeing her, I was like, oh, that's cool. She got to be part of this.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Steve Blum is the voice that you hear, the spaceport operator,
mm-hmm.
Who is Zeb from Rebels.
Oh.
So it's cool that they got him in there, too. He's actually...
Go back and listen to that.
Yeah, he's actually done a ton of voice work, not just Rebels, but Star Wars fans will know him from Rebels. But he's also Spike Spiegel in Cowboy Bebop, the American version. So, and I do like me some Cowboy Bebop. So, yeah, it was cool that they got him in there. I appreciated that. I'm trying to think of some more positive stuff I could say.
I did like... Well, I guess we could talk... who is the guy that played the young bounty hunter? Is he anybody that is worth noting, or was he just some random actor?
His name is Jake Cannavale. Or Cannavale. He's related to Bobby Cannavale or Cannavale. I don't know how you pronounce their last name, really. And you might not know him by name. If you bothered to watch any more Mr. Robot, I could tell you who he is. But I'm trying to look him up so I could tell you what you might know him from. Really tall, dark-haired dude. Oh, he's the stepdad in Ant-Man.
Is he?
No, not the kid. The kid is related to the guy who's...
Okay, gotcha. I was like, whoa.
No. Like,
gotcha.
You're asking, is he somebody? That's the extent of him being somebody.
Yeah. So he just knows people, apparently.
Apparently. I mean, and it's not like Star Wars isn't riddled with young, bad actors.
Yeah. But everybody's kind of... There's been some pretty famous people that have guest starred.
Yeah, this show has definitely brought in the talent so that we didn't get somebody... Like, I'm trying to think of a young actor who could have come in and done this. Let's see how old this kid is. Let's see. We're on Chapter 5, The Gunslinger. Come on, slow thing. Jake Cannavale. Born in 1995. So... He is 25 years old. So we're going to take a little trip down a rabbit hole here. Let's do this. Since we don't... That way we're not just crapping all over the episode. Top actors under 25. How about that?
How about that?
In 2018. So, let's see. Here's some people we're not going to get. Not going to get Tom Holland, although that would have been amazing. Disney family, right?
And Jon Favreau, I mean, I think if he did do it, though, he'd probably be like an alien, you know?
Yeah.
Like Daniel Craig was a stormtrooper. You probably wouldn't see his face. That way they wouldn't have to pay him. They might just still have to pay him, but, you know.
How about KJ Apa from Riverdale? The kid playing Archie. He's pretty good.
I've never seen that.
I mean, it's not a great show. Dylan Minnette, who recently rapped... what's that? The show on Netflix that's about somebody like kills themselves or something.
Got me.
You'd know him if you saw him. I'm trying to find somebody you might recognize. And I'm coming up short. So. What the heck? Some of these people I don't recognize. Oh, well. This was a bad idea. I don't know. Just somebody that could act would have been nice.
Yeah.
Dadgummit, man. I'm having a difficult time finding somebody that... Hell, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this was the best choice they had. Anyway. He was not that good.
No, I did not like him.
The betrayal scene was... I don't know. I felt like the episode was very predictable.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was... the betrayal scene was, like, too easy for the Mandalorian. Like, it wasn't even... Like, I don't know, it just wasn't... It didn't feel... It was like, oh, there he is. Bam, he's dead.
There's also not much to the episode beyond he lands... Agrees to help this kid, you know, gets himself into a little bit of trouble when the kid betrays him. He manages to get out of it, kills the kid, after the kid seemingly kills the bounty that they were after. And with his ship fixed, he takes off. And that's the end of the story. Like, it's very, very basic.
Yeah.
Except what happens at the very end after the first little credit. And we talked about this on the regular show. And I said, are we sure she's dead? And after rewatching the episode, I'm going to reiterate, are we sure she's dead?
Was there something there?
Yeah. Somebody walks up to her dead body.
Oh, is that that's the one where we...
And we still don't know who that is, right?
Yeah.
But you can hear spurs. And you know who has spurs?
Sabine.
Boba Fett.
You think it would be him?
I mean, probably not. But, you know, it could be. Who else do you think it could be? Death Watch?
I have no idea. I know that there was some Funko Pops released, you know?
Yeah.
And there's a Funko Pop Mandalorian that is not named. And it's not... It's someone... I was reading about it. Someone looked at it on the internet, you know, of course. They had that screenshotted or whatever, and they were looking at the boots, and they were looking at the boots from the Funko Pop, and they were looking at the cape, and apparently it's like adds up or whatever. And it kind of looks like a chick.
I'm looking. I see the IG-11, the Mandalorian, Cara Dune, and Quill.
Yeah, it's like a new series that's gonna. I'm not sure when it was gonna be released, because it has a. What's his name? Pax.
Yeah.
Vizsla.
And there's a Baby Yoda one coming too, right?
Yeah.
So. Let's see, Pax Vizsla. Paz
Vizsla, yeah, that's right.
Paz Vizsla Funko Pop. This is not giving me anything.
I'll have to see if I can find it. But yeah, I don't know who it would be.
Oh, here we go. Coming soon on the Funko website. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Because we have the two-pack with Mando and IG-11. Mando riding the Dewback. I have the old man, Grief Karga, the Mandalorian who created the armor, which I think that Mandalorian is a Zabrax.
You think?
Well, she has horns on her helmet.
Yeah.
So I wanted to. We can talk about that when we get to that episode, because we see more of her in a later episode. We have the regular Mando Pop, then we have Pop, who, like, if a Pop can look feminine, the Pop looks feminine.
Yeah.
The helmet is a much much more in line with. What's her name from Rebels? Like, it's like a brighter color,
mm-hmm.
and she kind of like got her hip cocked and She does have a cape and like orangey gloves. Like it's a more colorful outfit. There's a Jawa coming, a flame trooper. That bug droid, that bug eyed droid, and then Grief Karga. So, oh, they name them up here. Grief Karga, heavy infantry Mandalorian, which we now know as Paz Vizsla, Q90, incinerator stormtrooper, off-world Jawa, covert Mandalorian is what they call it. The armorer is the other one. The client, and which is the old man, and then the deluxe Mandalorian on a blurg. It's not a it's that stub-nosed, basically, Dubek.
Yeah.
But we do seem right a Dubek in this episode. So. There's a Death Watch Mandalorian GameStop exclusive and a Flamethrower Mandalorian Target exclusive. A Trandoshan Thug, which is a Walgreens exclusive. And Mandalorian wearing Beskar armor as an Amazon exclusive.
I like that one.
There you go. Going to be lots of Mandalorian pops coming. Those were just announced on the 31st. So I got to imagine it's going to be what, like March or something?
Yeah.
So, because that's when they were saying like March or April is when we get some Baby Yoda stuff. So, so do you have any theories about who the heck that was that walked up to her in the desert? Because really, that's the only thing to talk about for this episode.
Yeah, that's who I thought at first was Boba Fett, but I just don't think they're going to do that.
I mean, I'm okay if they don't ever bring him back, but I'm also... Like, it also hurts with the, like, not hurts, but just having the knowledge that at some point, George wanted to include a scene in the special editions that had Boba Fett making his way out of the Sarlacc pit.
Yeah.
Because he kind of regretted, like, the demise. Yeah, I guess he, didn't think the character would be as popular as he was. And... I mean, so much so that here we are 30, was it, Jedi was 83. So,
almost 40 years, right?
Almost 37 years later. And we're still talking about Mandalorians. We have a Mandalorian TV show. They have their own subculture of Star Wars fandom. It's insane. And, so the idea was there. It was just never followed through.
Yeah.
And I mean, we got Darth Maul back. So why not? Like do something, or hell, don't even explain it to us. Just bring him back. Like, how great would that be? Like,
that'd be freaking awesome.
Somebody's like, didn't you die in the Sarlacc pit? And he's like, yeah, didn't take. Or something, you know, some goofy line of dialogue or whatever.
Yeah. So,
like the Emperor in Rise of Skywalker, I've died before. Like, okay. Yeah, I kind of hope it's Boba Fett. If it's not Boba Fett, I don't know. I don't know who I want it to be.
Yeah. There's not really many other people for it to be.
Yeah.
That we would know.
I mean, we really only see basically a shadow, right?
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of who it could be. unless it's just a new character. But I do think that she's not dead. What if it's Obi-Wan Kenobi? I mean, he's dead, but...
What if it's his grandchild? That seems to be pretty popular now.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I think Boba Fett is the smart choice. And I, like I said, I'm okay with them just bringing him back. Like, you don't even have to give me a good explanation. I mean, in all honesty, the explanation for the return of Darth Maul was insane. Like, it's just like, what?
Yeah.
Okay. But they make it work. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I am excited to talk about the next episode. As much as I did not like this one, I do like the next episode.
And that one's the, that one is where they go to the, with Matt Lanter, right? Where they go to the, prison ship.
Yeah. Season one, episode 6, the prisoner, yeah, is hands down, I think, the best episode of this series. And I can't wait to talk about it.
Yeah, that one's my second favorite episode.
Next to the finale?
No, next episode, wherever he's killing the Jawas.
Oh.
No, not killing Jawas. The where he rescues Baby Yoda.
Episode 2, just the child.
I think that one's 3, episode 3.
Oh, the sin?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where he marches back into the
yeah. Thing.
Yeah, we didn't really talk about the credits for this episode, but it was written and directed by a guy that we hold dear. So that makes it a more of a bummer.
Yeah.
But
it could have been better. I just think it was the actor, honestly. He's the one that I was just like, okay, this is a little ridiculous.
Yeah, some of the dialogue too, though, is just really, really cheesy, which is kind of on point for this show. It's not, doesn't really take itself super seriously.
Yeah.
But still, it's so cheesy.
Yeah, that is true. He's like, hey, Mando. That's not true.
That's impossible. Anyway, yeah. Welcome to the Debbie Downer episode of The Mandalorian, or The Mando Files. I don't have anything else to add, though.
Yeah, I don't like really. I talk
too freaking much.
No, I didn't really have much to say about, and that might be why, you know, we didn't really record one for this episode.
it kind of like killed the vibe. Like, yeah. Oh, that wasn't very good.
Yeah.
It really sucks, though, because I still firmly believe that Dave Filoni is the guy that needs to be in charge of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Not writing and directing everything, but just the creative visionary. The Kevin Feige, like I said in our regular episode. Like, he needs to be the guiding force of Star Wars. Because despite everything, I think he does understand it better than anybody, possibly even better than George Lucas at this point. So,
yeah.
And hell, he's lived with it as long as George Lucas, well, almost as long as George Lucas lived with it. Because you had 70, well, they didn't start in 77, but. You know, the movie comes out in 77 and he gets to the prequels in the late 90s. So 20 some odd years. The Clone Wars started. When did the Clone Wars start? Early 2000s? like 2005 or something.
Yeah, I think it was 05 or 04, I think, is when the movie came out.
So, I mean, 16 years?
Yeah.
No, it was 2008. So, really only 12 years. But, well, no, they started on that movie. Like, they were working on that show for, like, 2 years. So, yeah, probably 15 years. You know?
Yeah. For long enough.
Yeah. So, yeah, about half as long as George Lucas had. So, he's definitely the second, like, as far as creative force, he's only second to George Lucas, and George Lucas wants no more part of it. So, like, I don't know how you're not looking to this dude going, like, especially after the last, like, I don't want to keep harping on the movie because it's making money, but the Last Jedi made a crap ton of money too, and they certainly were, yeah, like, oh, gotta do something. The fans are revolting.
I feel so, like, it's almost impossible for them not to make money. I mean, they'd have to, like...
Well, but then they put out Solo, and it, like, broke even.
Yeah, but that... See, that's because...
I think it has more to do with when they released it and not...
social media.
Yeah. I think if they'd have put Solo out in December, it would have made $1 billion. You put it out in May, 4 months, 5 months or whatever, after you just released the last Star Wars movie.
Not to mention freaking Infinity War or whichever one it was.
Yeah. Like, you have all this stuff going on, and it's like, yeah, you probably should have held that till Christmas, man.
Because that was like... Yeah. Black Panther in February, I think, right?
Let's see.
It was like Black Panther in February, and then there was the Deadpool movie came out right before, I think, or right after. I can't remember. I remember there was like 4 or 5 movies that they just sandwiched that one in there.
Let's see. So, list of 2018 films. Sorry. Googling stuff. Yeah, you have Black Panther, Avengers Infinity War, The Incredibles 2, yeah, it was, crazy. Let's see, starting in January, nothing in January. Black Panther was February, right?
Yeah.
So.
It's like Valentine's Day.
Which was crazy. And then, yeah, February 16th, Black Panther comes out. And it was still in theaters when Infinity War came out. So, like, it was in second run theaters, still making money. But let's see. Let's get to, it was May, right? So, basically, April and May is when you start getting into... Come on. First week of April, not much. Yeah, not really much in April at all.
Yeah.
Until you get to the 27th, Avengers Infinity War comes out. April 27th. May 4th. You don't have anything. May 11th. Nothing really. May 18th. Deadpool 2 comes out May 18th, which is a Fox movie, not a Disney movie, but still, you got to know it's going to like bite into the box office.
Yeah.
And May 25th, a week later, with Infinity War still lighting up the box office and Deadpool 2 having just premiered, you put out Solo, a Star Wars story. And then, like, by mid-June, which, again, Avengers is still, like, making money in June, that's when you start getting into the summer movies. June 15th, Incredibles 2 comes out, which you're stepping on your own toes at that point.
Yeah.
Like, you release two superhero movies and a Star Wars movie within 2.5 months of each other. Like, that's ridiculous. And then, even if they had waited to like July, well, no, because July you have Ant-Man and the Wasp coming out. I forgot about it. So, yeah. December would have been a much better, which none of this has to do in anything to do with The Mandalorian, but December would have just been a much better release.
December 2017, right?
No, December 2018.
Isn't that when The Last Jedi came out? Yeah, it was 2018.
Or, yeah, that's what I meant.
It was December 2018.
No, it was December 2017. This is The Last Jedi.
Was it?
Because it's before Solo. Got me all confused.
Yeah, I got myself confused.
Yeah, it's before Solo, because that was the backlash. It was like, everybody hates The Last Jedi. So,
that would have been 2 years after Force Awakens. Yeah.
So, I'm looking at the December releases for 2018. All right. So, it's usually about, mid-December, the 14th or so?
Yeah. 15th,
something like that. December 14th in 2018, you had Mortal Engines, which failed, Into the Spider-Verse, which was fantastic. But I think those two movies can exist together. December 19th, you got Mary Poppins Returns. 21st, you have Aquaman and Bumblebee. Both of which are good movies, but I think Star Wars can hold its own against those two movies.
Yeah.
You know. And then, that's it. That's your competition in December. December 7th there's nothing. Like, if you release it the first week of December, it's all you. So, anyway. Sorry. Got off on that tangent about Solo. So, we should just wrap it up. I'm not hosting the show. That's why I didn't want to do, that's why I was like, because I feel like I always take over the show.
Nah, you're good. I don't really have anything else to add about this episode. It was definitely my least favorite.
Yeah. Of the bunch, for sure.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be so good because Ming was in it. And I thought we didn't even really get a good... I guess the fight was pretty good with her and... I guess we can't call him by his name yet.
I mean, you can.
I'd rather
referenced other stuff, so...
That's true. Din Djarin.
Yeah.
I don't like that name.
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
Somebody in a group I'm in on Facebook posted the other day, like, hey, this is a dedicated spoiler post for The Mandalorian. So just beware. And then he hashtags the post with the guy's name. And I'm like, that's a spoiler, douchebag.
What an idiot.
So, when we get to it, we're going to have to talk about the Mandalorians don't take off their helmet thing. Because, I mean, sure, buddy. I don't know what they told you, but we've seen plenty of Mandalorians without their helmets.
So, yeah, that's a weird... I can't, well, and, you know, like, the thing, it could be different because of the situation they're in. Like, they're all kind of dead, you know?
Right.
Obviously.
Not really all for one, one for all. It's more like...
We are one.
We are one. Yeah. So, I get it. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's more for protection, I guess. That's what they do. That's the way I took it.
Yeah. We'll get to all of that, I guess.
Yeah. There'll be much more to talk about, too.
Yeah, well, the next episode won't be so downer and boring, we promise. So, plus, hopefully we'll have my voice back by then.
Yeah.
At the X-Wing Files on social medias, xwingfiles.com. Go write and review the podcast on iTunes. Patreon.com/xwingfiles. You can look for X-Wing Files on Facebook. You'll find the group and the page. Is that all the places?
Yeah, I think so. And if you want to talk Star Wars or The Mandalorian, hit us up.
Yeah, for real. Go join the Facebook page.
Yeah, the Facebook page is actually a lot of fun. Johnny does a really good job of supplying an infinite amount of memes.
Yeah.
I don't know where he finds these, and he never posts the same one twice, so I don't know.
Yeah, that dude needs a button.
Yeah.
Where are our buttons, Elizabeth?
Yeah, get our buttons. I might give him mine. I might send him mine.
I'm going to have to drive to Oklahoma just to get my damn buttons.
They're pretty cool.
I want mine so freaking bad. Elizabeth won't send it to me.
What a jerk.
All right.
She won't podcast anymore either.
Yeah, I know. She's making me mad.
Pretzels are making me thirsty.
All right. So, I guess until next time, may the force be with you. Wait, no, we don't say that on this.
No.
This is your show. What do you say?
We have spoken.
I think that's what we say.
Yeah. Well, what's his face says, I have spoken.
This is the way.
Oh, and I'm so sad about that. Okay, we'll talk about that later.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Look, here's why. I never thought that I'd be so caught up in the sky. Why does this little green baby got me so mesmerized? I don't know why. He's so cute, I think that I might die. His ear could poke me in the eye, but I don't think I'm mine. He can just sit there peaceful like my heart is soaring. He got lucky with his babysitter, Mandalorian. And I know he's got the force, cause all by his little self took the internet by storm. I need his figure on my shelf. He can sit there and do nothing, he's still so relatable. And he's cuter than a button, I guess that cute is his label. I think now I want kids or something, but will they be adorable? They probably won't turn out green. My love, they be deplorable.
Look into his eyes. Now tell me how you feel inside. Alright. And my eyes, they tear up every time I'm at time. Now tell me how you feel inside. Alright.
shaking like a soda. I turned emotionally flat to the real world, cause you a soldier who returned home to his mama. Yes, I'll be your mama. Every night you come on TV, I will feed into your drama. That was a little weird, for that I do say I'm sorry. Star Wars got me in my feelings, but we all just feel so strongly that if anything happens to you, know that we would sue. Disney Plus would go down under, bankrupt just because of you.
You're more than a man to me.
Look into his eyes. Now tell me how you feel inside. Alright, in my eyes.